The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
It is a good Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. We are at Pac-12 Football Media Day. We're at the W Hotel in downtown Hollywood. It has been a very eventful first part of the morning. As the show progresses, I don't know if people are just going to drop in or not. We have a seat here. We're more than happy to visit with them. But there are players going different directions, coaches going different directions. We're on the 12th floor of the W. Down on the second floor is where a lot of the coaches are. And I ran into Herm Edwards a little bit earlier this morning. I have not seen Jed Fish yet, the head coach at U of A. And Claudia is here. Spurge is here. Chris Peterson is here, the new addition. Great ace photographer, formerly at Channel 12. So there's four of us that are here. And I'm going to jump on with you guys for a bit and just kind of chop it up, hang out. A little bit earlier, behind me, Mario Cristobal was playing ping pong with one of the Stanford players, and I thought all my equipment was going to get wiped out. He's going to blow right through it. But it's great to be out here at Pac-12 Media Day, and there's a lot of interesting side stories. You have George Kolakoff, the new commissioner of the Pac-12, who spoke for the first time earlier today. I will bring you some of his comments and give you some context from what I saw on that front. Our opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. It's right there on the pen. Desert Financial Credit. They have cool pens. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. I'm thinking you can see that. George Kolakoff coming up here in a bit. So this media day, and I had circled this a couple of months ago that, okay, we need to be out here because Arizona State is supposed to be favored in some people's minds to win the Pac-12 South. They weren't today when the poll came out. More on that in a bit. We're supposed to be out here because Jaden Daniels is going to be an emerging star on the national stage at quarterback, and we would like to see what all the fuss is about with Jaden Daniels. We'd like to be out here because there are several Valley players that decided to go play college elsewhere, like Keaton Slovis, a quarterback at USC. Keaton, I ran into him earlier this morning, a Heisman Trophy candidate, and many, many others. Okay, so that was a few months ago. I made the decision, okay, we're going to take the show out here. So what has happened with, and then let's get into U of A before I get total context here. So then U of A hires Jed Fish. And that hire back in January was laughed at. That hire back in the first part of the year was just ASU people were rolling over, grabbing their bellies and laughing about it. And U of A was criticized mildly. I won't say roundly. They were criticized mildly. So, again, it's like, okay, we do things statewide. I went down to U of A a couple of times to their spring ball. Spurge went down a few times their spring ball. I think this is something that we should probably follow a little bit closer. Kind of interesting where things are with this program. I'm not saying they're going to win big or anything like that, but when you're as bad as they were and you completely bottom out, at some point you have to start coming back up. It's kind of like the Suns. I'm not going to say it's exactly like that, but so Jed Fish and his staff, you know, they do a nice job, and let's kind of follow. Well, we get into May, and the Suns start going on a roll, and Arizona State football is, you know, we're going to get to that. And then we have reports that are published by national media outlets, from respected national media outlets, from respected people in the college football world, that are writing about what is allegedly been going on behind the scenes at Arizona State. And this happens in, when was it? It was in June, I believe. The Suns thing just put me in a blur. So now here we are on Media Day. And this morning, like the third question that was asked of the commissioner was, what are you going to do about someone who is allegedly cheating within the conference like Arizona State is doing? And this came from a reporter at the Oregonian, where, of course, you have Oregon and Oregon State. And it was just, okay, we're not going to mess around out here. This is not maroon and gold pom-poms and everything is great. So what's going to happen here, if Herm comes by while I'm on the air, and I don't know if they're scheduled, if they're going to come up here to the 12th floor. He's scheduled to speak here at 1 o'clock. What will happen is, much like the commissioner said when he was asked that very question, We can't comment on that. And we can't comment on that. Well, how does this hurt recruiting? Does it hurt recruiting? We can't comment on that. You're going to get a whole lot of we cannot comment on that. So that story is sitting there. To think that it's simply going to go away is folly. Now, on the field where you fans care about, most of you that are taking this in, all you care about is Brad, how is ASU going to do this year? Well, they're supposed to do really well. But in this day and age of transfers and I'm going to opt out. Opting out is really interesting. Players are like, yeah, I think right up until the first week, I think I'm going to opt out after a couple weeks because I just need to get ready for the NFL draft. And then we have this whole deal with name, image, and likeness that's brand new. Jaden Daniels has a deal with a pizza company. I'm planning on talking to Jaden about it today. It's one of our partners, Zanetzia's. And they're going to name a pizza after Jaden Daniels? I don't know, but he has an NIL, name, image, likeness deal with a pizza company. And so he is in the business of being in business, not just in football. So that to me is really interesting because now you have players that are getting paid, and I'm fine with that. But guys, this is the first time this has ever happened. And to think that the company is just going to write them a check and they don't have to work to give it back, whether it is spinning pizzas or having a pizza named after you or making appearances. And all of a sudden that window of, okay, you wake up, you go to training table, you go work out, you go do your weights, you go do your classes, you go to practice in the afternoon. All of a sudden there's going to be this window. And I don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes, an hour, but if you are the company owner and you're writing a check, chances are pretty good you're going to want to see a return on your investment and you're going to want to roll out your shiny toy. You're going to want to have appearances. And so how does that all of a sudden work into a 19-year-old who's never been aware of this stuff? Are they aware that the 1099s are going to come along with the income that comes to them? Okay. So as an independent contractor, if I used employees earlier, I apologize, I was wrong. Independent contractor. So the 1099ers. Most 18, 19-year-olds don't know what a 1099 is. It's good to educate them on this front. The commissioner was asked about that earlier today. My point is on all of this, this Pac-12 media day has turned into something that it just wasn't the way. And this isn't me complaining about the good old days. I don't like doing that. We're not the History Channel. But I do think it's important to point out the day of just showing up and saying, hey, man, we're going to the Rose Bowl. That's great. Whatever your college choice is, if you believe ASU is going to the Rose Bowl, knock yourself out. I'm kind of tired of them going to the Rose Bowl to play UCLA, and that's the only time they go to the Rose Bowl. That's just me. Yeah, USC does, or U of A does the same thing. I get it. But they've never been to the Rose Bowl for a game in January. I understand that, ASU fans. I get it. Okay? But I would like to see Arizona State and U of A both be relevant. ASU obviously is the closer of the two, where they could get back and be in that space and be there in a very, very short period of time. So this media day is, it's much different than what type of offense are you going to run? It's much different than, are you getting ready for the next level? Tell me about your teammate. All that stuff now, what the questions that are being asked are transfer portal, name, image, likeness, the business side of what they're doing, and players coming here and getting their one and dones and moving on. I was chatting earlier with some of the Oregon people, and they were up here earlier this morning. And Kayvon Thibodeau is up here, and he's going to be the number one defensive player taken in the draft. He's a beast. He is huge. And just an impressive specimen, just an awesome-looking football player. And so those players that are here for this 1 year, and then they're going to move on, and however they go about it, it's just different this year. It's a different feel, a lot of moving parts. And I just would like to have college football. I would. I'm going to get into something on the other side, though, where the commissioner spoke today about Pac-12 expansion, because that is on the horizon, or maybe it's not. With Texas and Oklahoma doing what they've done, the commissioner was asked about it earlier this morning. Would the conference consider, and what is going on? He actually addressed it up front before being followed up with it. You will hear his response about what has gone on in college football in the last 24 to 48 hours with Texas and Oklahoma and the impact of the Pac-12 That's next as we continue from Media Day at the W Hotel in downtown Hollywood. Sports360AZ.com. Back here in Hollywood, we're at the W Hotel. It is the site of Pac-12 Football Media Day. 33 days until the first game of the college football season involving a Pac-12 team. I have a mean game of ping pong going on behind me. God knows what is going to happen if someone comes diving into all this, but it's fine. I love being at events like this. And you just never know who's going to drop in. All right, earlier today, George Kolovkoff, the new commissioner of the Pac-12 Conference. This is no longer Larry Scott's rodeo. He's gone. And the new commissioner has come in, and I thought today he spoke for about 30 minutes and took questions. I asked him about the usual Pac-12 network thing, and he said there's nothing we can do until 2024, and we're not happy with it. And I was hoping that he would say we're looking at breaking all deals and who knows what's going to happen, but he didn't. In terms of the big question, the elephant in the room, about what has happened this week with Texas and Oklahoma bolting from the Big 12, going to the SEC, potentially. It's not done yet, but it certainly sounds like it's done. So he brought it up on his own, and this was earlier this morning here at the W Hotel in Hollywood from the new commissioner of the Pac-12.
Before I conclude my remarks, I'd like to quickly address some of the significant recent developments related to college athletics. If the media reports turn out to be true, we believe the move by Texas and Oklahoma from the Big 12 to the SEC strengthens our unique position as the only Power Five conference with teams in the Mountain and Pacific time zones. We have a stable, highly successful, and well-positioned membership with a high bar to entry. Given our investments in football and men's basketball and our historic domination of other sports, we do not think expansion is required to continue to compete and thrive. That said, the fallout from Texas and Oklahoma gives us an opportunity to once again consider expansion, and we've already had significant inbound interest from many schools. We will work with our presidents and chancellors to evaluate these opportunities.
So that was earlier. And then shortly thereafter, like 10 minutes after he was done, it was reported that Texas Tech has had discussions with the Pac-12. Now, what would the advantage of having Texas Tech coming into the Pac-12 conference be? You can't sit at 12 if you're going to have expansion and go to just 14. You can't have 7-7, in my opinion. 16 is the number that seems like the right number to fit. But the commissioner said something earlier today that I found really interesting, that they're looking at this, the way this conference is structured top to bottom, even to the point of having separate divisions. We've had the Pac-12 North, we've had the Pac-12 South. Maybe the Pac-12 is going to go away from that model. How would they go about it? Would it be four teams? If you added four more teams, let's take a look at it. Let's just say that there's a school out there like Houston. Houston, to me, is really interesting because academically, they're moving up in their standards. When Utah came in to the Pac-12, many people forget this, they did not meet the academic standards initially. They did not meet the standards that the Pac-12 was looking for, and somehow, some way, they figured it out, and they made it in. Houston, if you're trying to get into the state of Texas, would a Texas Christian university that has a religious affiliation fit within the Pac-12 conference? Well, what about BYU all these years? Okay, so the conference has shied away from schools with religious affiliation, from my view. Now we're in this new Wild West where you're trying to expand, and if you're trying to expand, because he said right there, man, we might stay where we're at. That doesn't sound quite right to me, because if you're trying to get a better television contract, TV deal, and the Big 12 is falling apart, and you can get Middle America to be involved in your conference, and the travel from Tucson or from Tempe up to Pullman, Washington is a longer trip than it is to get to Texas Tech or to get to Houston or to get to any of those schools in that neck of the woods. Kansas State, Kansas, not that I would want Kansas or Kansas State, maybe Kansas State in a football point of view, obviously Kansas for basketball. Kolovkoff said off the top today that we are caring first and foremost about men's football and men's basketball. Very straightforward. Upset some people when he first said this when he was hired a couple of months ago, but he reiterated it today. We care first about football and men's basketball, and that's that, because those are the two that pay the freight for the rest. Women don't want to hear that about women's sports, and I would just look at it and say, is there a women's sport out there? And I have two daughters, one that played college soccer, but is there a sport out there that brings in near the revenue of football? And the answer is no. Is there an event out there that brings in near the revenue as March Madness? And the answer is no. It doesn't mean you shun them. I was appalled when the women's tournament in basketball didn't have weight rooms, didn't have food and all that stuff. You have to take care of that, but the dollars simply aren't there yet. Doesn't mean it can't be. Doesn't mean it can't be. So if you're looking at expansion, and the people that tell me no on this, unfortunately, are on the north side of about 50. And it's usually, well, it's just the way things have always been. Yeah, it's kind of like you walking out and picking up your newspaper off the front driveway. And guess what? That's gone. That's disappeared. That's not the case anymore. So you got to sometimes be flexible. Right? Well, that's just the way it's always been for me. Yeah. And so I think it's great that the conference is forward thinking and at least exploring, at least thinking about it. So Texas Tech, what do you get? You get Lubbock. Those of you from Lubbock, knock yourself out. Wide open brand of football doesn't mean a thing. What does it mean academically to the school? What does it mean in terms of a television market that's going to bring in more dollars? That's what this is. If you're put off that I'm talking about small market towns, small market football, that's just business. And so for me, it's look at Houston. Houston just sitting over there. You get into Texas, you are able to go recruit. And then go look at, you know, consider their religious affiliation. SMU is not ready to be in the Pac-12. They would get pounded into submission. That's not a move that SMU should make. Texas Tech, nice brand of football. But is the conference going to be that much better by having a university from Lubbock, Texas come in? I'd say no. Do they have to expand? Okay, let's go down that path. Those of you that watch this through the years, you know that I've had the stance of get out of the Pac-12. The TV deal stinks. You're playing against schools that don't bring in much revenue, that don't travel well. It's been fine to be in the Pac for all these years, but get over to the Big 12 because you'll be with Oklahoma and you'll be with Texas. Well, that's gone now. That opportunity's gone. So rather than sit tight is one consideration, I'm just saying one consideration, to say, you know, let's go out and get Oklahoma State and let's go get Houston and let's call it a day. Or let's go look at Kansas because it's going to take our basketball into a position that we've never been in before to have a national blue blood brand like that to come into the fold. It's really interesting how things are playing out here. Just this morning with the commissioner laying down the law of, we're fine, but, you know, we're willing to listen. And as I go through my day out here, when I'm done here, it's going to be a lot of just sitting and visiting with people and saying, what are you doing? Where's it going? There's a lot of national media out here whose opinions I respect a great deal that are dialed in on these types of stories, not just throwing stuff up against the wall for fun talk shows and say, oh, this is great. But I should mention another school that I would look at if I am in the Pac-12, and that's Nebraska. I would look at Nebraska closely and say, you know, you're in this conference where you've had some issues in the past over in the Big Ten. Do you really fit? If you took Oklahoma State and you took Nebraska, what would that do for the football branding? What would that do for recruiting in the middle part of America? If you took four schools, if you took Nebraska and you took Texas Tech and you took Oklahoma State and you took Houston, would you be able to own the state of Texas? No, Texas would still have it. But A&M and Texas and TCU couldn't just say, yeah, come here. You don't really have a better opportunity to go play in a national brand. It seems to me the Big 12 is the one that's in trouble, unless there are schools in the Pac-12 that say, I think we should get out of this conference. TV deal is a bad deal. You know, when I asked the commissioner about it this morning, he was just like, no, we can't do anything until 2024. That's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. All right, I'm going to get back to work here. That's the update from here. Herm is scheduled to come by this afternoon, as is Jed Fish and some of the other players. Claudia and Spurge, Chris Peterson and myself are all here doing it. So check back on the website. And we may pop back on with some stuff a little bit later on. In the meantime, have a great day.